Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's a day of great grieving for the family of journalist and New Hampshire native James Foley. A video released by the extremist group ISIS showing the beheading of a man identified as Foley is authentic, according to the National Security Council. Foley had been reporting in Syria for the Boston-based news organization Global Post when he was captured in November 2012. The militants say Foley's execution was retribution for U.S. airstrikes in Iraq authorized by President Obama about 2 weeks ago. Here's the president speaking earlier today from Martha's Vineyard.
Friends and allies around the world, we share a common security and a common set of values that are rooted in the opposite of what we saw yesterday. And we will continue to confront this hateful terrorism and replace it with a sense of hope and civility. That's what Jim Foley stood for.
Foley's parents, John and Diane Foley, also spoke publicly today from their home in Rochester, New Hampshire.
It haunts me that he... how much pain he was in and how cruel this method of execution is as opposed to so many others. So it testifies to his courage.
It does.
He was courageous to the end.
Joining us now is Alex Jones. He's director of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and he sits on the board of Global Post. Alex, thanks for coming on the show.
Glad to be here, Sasha.
And Alex, Jim's mother, Diane Foley, said in a statement that her son, in her words, gave his life trying to expose the world to the suffering of the Syrian people. Would you tell us more about his work?
Well, I think that when you think of Jim Foley, you think of someone who was focused on trying to bring truth about what was happening. And I think that his understanding of the innocents that suffer in a situation like this was profound. I think that the irony is that he was basically trying not just to expose the world to the suffering that was caused by the United States in its efforts there, but also, of course, by the Islamic militants. And I think that what has been demonstrated is just how barbarous these folks are, because they deal with their own Islamic brothers in the same way that they dealt with Jim, which I think is not an execution. It was a murder.
Right. In fact, you've called it a war crime. And why do you view it in those terms?
Because he was a hostage. He was a prisoner. And if you look back at, for instance, World War II, if you executed prisoners and hostages, that was considered a war crime and you were punished for it. I think that this was actually also simply an act of terror, calculated to frighten the world, frighten journalists, frighten the United States, I guess. I don't know. But I think that it probably is not going to have the desired effect for ISIS, because it certainly makes it clear why it is important, from many respects, for ISIS to be challenged and confronted, as the president said.
Phil Balboni, who is the co-founder and CEO of Global Post, spoke to Morning Edition on WBUR today, and here's part of what Phil said.
Jim's an incredibly brave, caring person, and he loved what he did. He loved the people that he worked with in the field, and he was beloved by all the reporters who worked with him. And, we've been working on Jim's case, trying to bring him home for almost 2 years. And, we've learned so much about Jim's character and his strength and the strength that he brought to the other hostages.
Alex, we heard Phil talk about 2 years spent by Global Post trying to work to negotiate his release and get him home. What can you tell us about the efforts to bring Jim Foley back?
Well, if there's a hero in this besides Jim Foley, it's Phil Balboni. Phil has absolutely gone to the lengths that anyone could imagine. And remember, Jim Foley was a freelancer. His work was published by Global Post, but he was not technically an employee. But Phil, basically from the start, decided that he should be treated like that, and huge amounts of effort and energy and treasure and worry and concern have gone into trying very, very hard to get him back. I know Phil very well, and I can tell you this has preyed on his mind every day for the last 2 years. And I just hate for him especially, and for, of course, Jim Foley's family, that it has ended the way it did.
We heard Phil Balbody mention hostages, plural. And, of course, there are several other Americans still being held in Syria, including Stephen Sotloff, who's been held since last August and who appears in that video of Foley's execution. Alex, do you have a view from your work in journalism of what the country should be doing to bring these people home, including these reporters?
Well, I think when you go in harm's way in a place like that as a reporter, you're a brave person. Male or female, it doesn't matter. You put yourself in that situation, you're gutsy. And I think journalists, in many respects, are motivated the same way soldiers are. They feel like they're doing something that's important to a larger group, to the larger common weal. I hope that this is not going to discourage news organizations or journalists, but I certainly also hope, and I'm sure, it's going to make them much more careful and wary of ISIS. I think that, if nothing else, ISIS has shown its true colors, and that, I think, is something for every journalist to take into consideration. But I don't think it's going to mean that we stop covering the story.
But it certainly will make some journalists think twice about reporting areas like this. And that's an understandable reflex. You know, there are many reporters who want to be there reporting and bringing these stories home. But of course, they're concerned, especially if they have families. They want to come home alive. Do you have advice for journalists who are trying to make that decision, or aid workers, people who want to do humanitarian work?
I know that I used to work for the New York Times, and I know that the New York Times basically does not send people to these places against their will, and they usually try to not send people who are married. I mean, to the very, very most dangerous places. But I think these are people who are driven, who have a commitment, and who volunteer. And if they feel that they need to go and should go, then like a soldier, they should go, but they should be very careful and use their best judgment every minute of the day.
Alex, Radio Boston spoke to Jim's mother, Diane Foley, in early May 2011. This was a week after she'd had a chance to speak to him on the phone from Libya. And my colleague, Anthony Brooks, asked her about how James felt about reporting from active war zones. Here's what his mom said.
Jim is very passionate that these conflict stories need to be known. He really feels that the American public needs to know what's happening in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. So he's really rather fearless and very passionate about his work.
And Alex, one more clip. This is from Jim's father, John, talking to reporters earlier today about the need for the country to continue his son's work.
Jimmy did his work. He did absolutely everything he could possibly do to make this right. So it's up to others to pick up the ball and go forward. You know, it really is. Our government, other foreign governments, it's just, how long are we going to tolerate all this? You know, I mean, the Iraqi people, the Syrian people are being beat up, you know, so it's really a question of how long can we tolerate this much evil.
Alex, taking into account those comments from his parents, how do you hope that James Foley's, what do you hope his lasting impact will be?
I think James Foley will be remembered as a very brave man who had a very deep sense of mission. And as his father said, I think earlier, he gave his life for this commitment. I think it's sad that he had to give his life. I think that happens. And I honestly agree with him and earnestly hope that others will pick up the dropped pen and tape recorder of Jim Foley and keep reporting the news.
Alex Jones is the director of the Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He also sits on the board of Global Post. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio Boston's Anthony Brooks spoke with James Foley at Global Post's headquarters in Boston in May 2011. That was shortly after Foley was released from Libya. We're going to listen back now to an excerpt from that interview.
We actually spoke to your mother on our program a while back.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, well, she obviously had great concerns. She had just spoken to you.
Okay.
You'd been captive for about 21 days by the time that happened. That must have been a huge relief.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I, you know, prayed every day just to talk to my mother, just so she could know that I was okay and I was handling it okay. Then we were actually allowed to talk to our parents. First of all, it's a sign, okay, there's some humanitarian effort there for them to allow that. Mm. Secondly, I actually got her on the phone. Mm-hmm. And it was the only thing I wanted, really, at that moment. You know, I told her I was strong. I told her I was sorry. And she said, you know, they're holding prayer vigils for you. And I said, wow, I didn't even know that I was on the international radar.
Mm. What were you looking forward to most upon getting back to the U.S.?
Of course, family.
Yeah.
You know, by this time, I was able to check the internet. for the first night from the embassy, and I was like, oh my God, you know, the outpouring of friends and family and kind of the grassroots efforts they'd made on the internet was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I got into Logan, and you know, first thing I saw my mom and dad, and you know, my mom didn't let go of me for a minute or two.
You've been embedded with U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. You did this assignment in Libya. You cover the world's conflict zones. Are you itching to get back?
I will get back. I will get back.
Stay with us. There's more of the show ahead. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.